Once again, the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the concluding act of Misty Mountain, starring James Stewart and Jane Bryan. 2 days have passed since Mary Lou went off to rejoin her brother Jack in the Lonely Forest Ranger Station on Misty Mountain. And meanwhile, Rusty is the center of intensive activity preparatory to leaving the West Coast for New York. But a change has come over Rusty. A change he can't understand himself.
Look, Rusty boy, will you please get Mary Lou off your mind? You're engaged, remember? To Helen Marshall. And you're taking her to a banquet in half an hour. You gotta get ready.
I'm not going.
But you gotta go, Rusty. The whole party's a send-off for you and Helen. You can't get out of it.
All right, I heard you, and I'll go. I'm an executive now. I gotta go. That's where big business is done, over a banquet table. Sure, I'll go.
And Captain Lane has very definite plans for the route, haven't you, dear?
What is that?
I said you have the new route across the Atlantic all laid out. You're just looking for the right flyer to try it out.
Yeah, that's right. A flyer, that's what I need. One of those up-in-the-sky ones, not an on-the-grounder like me. That kind wouldn't do, would it?
But, Rusty, darling, what on earth are you talking about?
How about a statement for the press before you leave, Captain Lane? Is it true you and Miss Marshall are getting married as soon as you reach New York?
Sure. Sure it's true. Why shouldn't I marry? We're engaged, aren't we?
Now, Lane and Marshall Special. We're ready to take off.
Okay, Lane. Field is clear. No traffic in area. Take off north to south. Wind south 22. And here's a special weather report. Storm area is still holding in the vicinity of Rex City and moving southward toward Barlow and Misty Mountain. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Rusty.
What?
Sure you want to do it through a storm and all?
What are you talking about?
You. You're not the Rusty Lane I've flown with 300 times. Something's happened. I don't know what, or maybe I do, but it's none of my business and I don't care either for myself. But Helen and Mr. Marshall are back there in the cabin. They've got a right to be piloted by a guy who still hasn't cracked up somehow inside himself.
How'd you like to shut up?
Don't do it, Rusty. You're not yourself. You know you're not. Please, Rusty.
I said to shut up. We're taking off. Keep your hands off these controls. I'll pilot this plane, and I'll do it alone.
Your play. I put the red jack on the black queen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. Look, let's not play anymore, huh?
Huh? Okay. Oh, now look here, sis. I didn't ball you out for that plane business and the stowaway act. Only now that it's all over, you gotta snap out of it. For your own sake.
I know. You're right, and I have, Jack. I'm just upset tonight somehow. Maybe it's the storm, or maybe I'm...
Oh, sure, sis, I know. Hey, look, sis, if this Lane fella's done anything to make you unhappy, well, I'm...
Oh, but he hasn't. As a matter of fact, he was grand to me. He's just engaged to someone else, that's all.
I see. I'm sorry, kid.
Oh, Jack, it is so crazy. A man I only saw once in my life.
Oh, that doesn't make any difference, Mary Lou. We can't decide things like that. They sort of get decided for us.
Yes, I guess they do. Oh, and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Well, what's the idea of locking the radio room?
You keep this key, will you? And don't give it back to me.
Okay, sis. You're the doctor.
Okay, why shouldn't it be?
The weather's getting worse all the time, and we're losing the beam.
Well, suppose we are. We're flat without the beam. Well, shut up and leave me alone, will you?
Now, look, Rusty, don't get sore, but we're mushing and losing altitude. Look at that altimeter, 8,600.
Well, I can't go any higher. We're icing up. We'll have to go under the weather.
Go under the weather? We're still in the mountains, and you knew it. And San Carlo Ridge is nearly 10,000, and in this weather we could crash into it before we saw it. Hey, the beam, it's gone completely now.
All right, let it go.
Rusty, you can't talk like that in a storm like this.
Well, anyway, it's clearing here, you see?
Rusty,
watch, it's clearing.
Look out there ahead, the ridge.
Now,
Rusty, bang!
Hold on!
Oh, well, it's one way to see a mountain. Look, Rusty, you got to get back on course. You've got to.
I can't. I've tried to get on course. I can't.
Well, then where are we?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost, Elmer. Did you get that? Did you get that? 200 flights on this run, and Rusty Lane's lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. That's funny.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. I just keep flying. Till we get somewhere or nowhere. Who cares?
I wish she could see you now.
Oh, Helen? Oh, she'll
see. No, not Helen. Mary Lou. The girl who thought you really belonged up in the sky. The girl who broke her heart when she found out you weren't going to stay there. The girl down there somewhere on Misty Mountain who right now is...
Elmer. Elmer, that's it. That emergency transmitter, switch it on.
What do you mean? Mary Lou? She won't be listening.
I
Why
said
should she...
switch it on. Hurry.
Okay.
Lane calling W6RX2. W6RX2. Mary Lou, come in, please, and hurry. Hurry. W6RX2, come in.
Mary Lou. What you going to bed?
I did, but I just couldn't sleep. Oh, Jack,
Oh, now look here, sis. You got to quit this after all.
I know it's crazy, just like all the rest of it, but, Jack, I'm not feeling sorry for myself or anything like that. It's something else, something I can't describe. I don't know. But I do know. Jack. Jack, the key.
The key?
To the radio room. Give it to me.
Oh, but Mary Lou, you said
I don't care what I said. Look, please give me that key.
W6RX2. W6RX2. Come in.
You gotta give up, Rusty. There's not enough gas to keep on like this. Better go down again and take a chance on finding a landing. You can't...
I know what I'm doing. Maybe I didn't before, but I know now. Plane calling W6RX2. Calling W6RX2. Come in, Mary Lou. Come in, please.
I tell you, if she was there, she'd have answered long ago. You're going bats if you keep it up.
W6RX2. Rusty Lane calling W6RX2. Come in.
Will you quit it, Rusty? I tell you,
Rusty. W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. I'm standing by. Come in.
Mary Lou. We're up here somewhere in a storm. I think I'm north of Misty Mountain near San Carlo Ridge. But I've got to make sure. Now, I think you can guide us on our course again. Do you understand? Come in.
Yes, Rusty, but how can I? It's storming here, too, and I can't see a thing. Go ahead.
You're not going to see. You're going to hear us. Now, I'm going to turn south and try and find Misty Mountain. Now, you've got to let me know when I'm overhead. So listen for us, and when you hear our motor, call back. Come in.
All right, Rusty, I understand. Come in.
All right, Mary Lou, I'm standing by. I'm turning south.
Jack, do you hear him?
No, sis, not yet. He may have been a long ways off the course. Have him keep coming.
W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. Calling Rusty Lane. Come in.
Go ahead, W6RX2.
We still can't hear you playing, Rusty. But don't be afraid, darling. You can't be. Because you do belong up there. I lied when I said you didn't. You're an up-in-the-sky man, Rusty. And the sky can't beat you. I know it can't.
Hey, Mary Lou. Sis, listen.
I'm going to turn off for a moment so I can hear you. But stand by, Rusty.
Have him turn southeast and be right overhead.
Rusty! Rusty, now you're northwest of us. Turn southeast! Southeast, Rusty! Now, Rusty, you're overhead. I can hear you. Turn east and you're on your course.
What does he say? Hey, Junior, so I can talk back to you. Throw the switch. Sis, what's wrong with you?
I can't let him call back. What is there for him to say? He's on his course and says he can't help about it.
Oh, yes, sis, but listen.
W6RX2 to Rusty Lane. Goodbye, Rusty. Goodbye and happy landings. W6RX2 signing clear.
Mary Lou, you coming with me?
Hey, what is this? Seems to me only a couple of days ago you were through with radio for life.
This doesn't count. I'm talking to Boris.
Who? Oh, that fellow in Russia. Oh, no, thanks. I won't have some.
W6RX2 calling UX24Y. Calling UX24Y in Moscow. Calling UX24Y. Come in.
Hello, W6RX2. This is Boris. Nichivoka, Kovashmordi, America. Go ahead.
Boris? Boris, is that you? Come in.
Yeah, sure it's Boris. I lost my accent. Come in.
Rusty. Rusty, where are you? Go ahead.
Now, never mind that. Now, listen. Standard Airways is going to start its transatlantic service without Rusty Lane, and Helen Marshall has sailed to Europe to find herself a count. Now, what I want you to tell me is this. What's a guy called Rusty Lane who belongs in the sky going to do? Now, come in.
Well, I don't know, Rusty. What is he going to do?
Well, he's going to land on Misty Mountain and kidnap a gal named Mary Lou, and if she won't promise to marry him at Las Vegas this afternoon, he's going to throw her overboard without a parachute. Well, how about it? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I love you. Come in.
And I love you, Rusty. I do love you.
That's all I want to know. I'll be right down.
This is Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're all eager to have our stars, James Stewart and Jane Bryan, come back and say a personal word, and they will be back in just a moment. First, however, I'd like to ask you to take a quick look back with me to a day 91 years ago in a little tree-shaded town of Connecticut where three brothers were creating silver plate of surpassing beauty and craftsmanship. Those three brothers were founders of the house of 1847 Rogers Brothers. 91 years ago, their name was little known outside their own small New England town. Today, 1847 Rogers Brothers is the most important name in American silver plate. Many of you have cherished this silver plate in your homes for years and need no words of mine to convince you of its beauty and quality. To those of you who are not familiar with 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, here is a man with a special invitation for you. John Conti.
It's an invitation from your silverware dealer, ladies and gentlemen. An invitation to visit him tomorrow and see the magnificent 62-piece service of 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, which can be yours for only $59.75, a saving of more than $14 over open stock price. You can get this service in many different patterns, including the sensational First Love pattern. You'll be surprised and delighted, too, to learn what easy, convenient payment terms can be arranged. For this is indeed the time to get America's finest silver plate, 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, at savings beyond your dreams. Back to Conrad Nagel, who is leading our stars out in front of the silver curtain so that they may meet you in person.
And here they are, James Stewart and Jane Bryan. Well, Jimmy and Jane, suppose you tell us something about yourselves. You, Jane, I understand you just finished Hero for a Day at Warner Brothers.
Yes, that's right, Conrad.
And you, Jimmy, how are you coming along with your flying?
Oh, swell. I've got quite a few hours in the air, and it's a lot of fun. That's why I got a great kick out of playing pilot Rusty Lane.
Ever been grounded?
Grounded? I just finished Ice Follies of 1939 from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and I was grounded plenty in those skating scenes.
Had to take the de-icer off my plane and wear it in my pants for 2 weeks.
Well, maybe this will take your mind off all those spills. You know, we're thinking of having a nice silver medal struck off for you.
Well, that's wonderful for piloting.
No, for endurance.
Endurance? Why? How come?
Well, Jimmy, you hold an all-time record for stars who've made silver theater appearances. You've chalked up 8 broadcasts.
Oh, that's grand, isn't it, Jimmy? Any chance of me piling up a record like that, Conrad?
Well, we'd love to have you, Jane.
But I won't be satisfied with a silver medal when I do.
No?
No, I'm going to hold out for a complete set of that lovely first love pattern I've been hearing about.
Well, we'll try to do something about that. Now, I'm sorry to say that our time is about up, and I'm afraid
just
that we're...
One more thing, Conrad. I want to get in a quick thanks for Johnny Gibson's work as Elmer, my co-pilot in today's show. That guy's terrific.
And thanks the rest of the cast for us, too, will you, Conrad?
I'll do that gladly. Thanks a million, James Stewart and Jane Bryan. We hope you'll be back soon.
Next week, Silver Theater presents Loretta Young in another original radio play by Grover Jones and True Boardman. Conrad Nagel will direct, and of course, there'll be more original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. In the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. All incidents and characters in today's drama were entirely fictitious. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.